ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning reading the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 19, King Prithu's 100 horse sacrifices, text number 28. I think that was one of the most enthusiastic kirtans I've ever been in. He's like a personification of enthusiasm, yeah? Like, I didn't expect it. He was like a volcano exploding, you know, like. Transcendental volcano, eh? Vayam Marutfatam Iharta Nasanam Payamaye Fat Shravasa Paka Tvisam Ayata Yam Vopa Havar Anantaram Prasaya Rajan Juvavanam Juvavahama Te Itam Vayam Marudvantam Ihara Nasanam Vayam Marutvanta Vayam Ahet Vat Tra Vasahatos Tristam Vayam Bahavar Anantaram Prasaya Rajan Juha Hanate Dham Vayam Marut Pantam Ihardanasanam
Vayam Marut Pantam Ihardanasanam
Vayamahe Tvach Shravasa Tosvisam Ayati yamo bhavir anantaram Prasaya rajan jivahamate tam Vayam Marutvantam Iharta Nasanam
Vayam Marutvantam Iharta Nasanam
Vayam Ahetvat Shrasvasahatavkasam
Vayam Ahetvat Shrasvasahatavkasam
Ayatayamo Avaranantaram
Ayatayamo
Vayam, we,
Marudvantam,
King Indra,
Iha,
here,
Artha,
of your interest,
Nasanam,
the destroyer, Kama
Maye,
we shall call.
Tvatsir
Vasa.
By your glory.
Hatad Visam. Already bereft of his power. Ayatamayamya. I'm having trouble with my eyes. Never before used. Upahavai. By mantras of invocation.
Anantaram
without delay. Prasaya,
by force.
Rajan,
O King.
Juhavama,
we shall sacrifice in the fire.
Te,
your.
Ahitam,
enemy.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras, which were never before used, and certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into the fire, because he is your enemy. Purport. By chanting the Vedic mantras properly in a sacrifice, one can perform many wonderful things. In Kali Yuga, however, there is no qualified brahmanas who can chant the mantras properly. Consequently, no attempt should be made to perform such big sacrifices. In this age, the only sacrifice recommended is the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Yanatama Nandasya Ginandana Sulakya Chakshu Militam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mugam Gurdavatalam Pungunam Kaite Gurim Yantripatalam Vande Shri Gurum Dhinatharanam, Vanchakapatiyuvyascha, Kripasinuvyevacha, Paditanam, Pavanevya, Vaisnavevyo, Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. So these must have been some very powerful mantras. These mantras are going to bring Indra down from heaven, and he was going to be thrown into the fire. Mantras are very powerful. But this was stopped by Lord Brahma, and later we'll find that Lord Vishnu also will arrive. So yeah, mantras are very powerful, and the most powerful mantra is this Hare Krishna. It's so powerful that it can purify anyone. Iti sadasikam nama kalikunas nasam mantam prata prabhayam sarvayeshya. That if one wants to be free of all the contamination of the age of Kali and counteract all the sins of this age, then there is no alternative and to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Kali Santaradu Upanishad. So this mantra is very, very powerful. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the latest incarnation of Krishna, Krishna himself also came to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna. And he went all over India, South India especially. He was going and he was chanting this mantra. He got millions of people to chant the holy name of Krishna. This is God. Very powerful. Because Prabhupada also, empowered by Krishna, empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got so many people to chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, my desire is that the holy name of Krishna become a household word. And it became very popular. Even George Harrison wrote that song, My Sweet Lord. Millions of people all around the world chanted Hare Krishna from that one song. And George got so many letters from people saying that that song saved my life. Because it's such a beautiful, beautiful song. My sweet Lord, so beautiful. So Prabhupada wanted the holy name of Krishna to become household. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened. One devotee, he was in his house honoring breakfast on a Saturday morning. And his daughter came running in to the kitchen or to the dining room. And she said, "Pita, Pita, Bugs Bunny is chanting Hare Krishna." You all know Bugs Bunny? Look at that. That's pretty cool. The kids don't know Bugs Bunny. He's a very popular cartoon character. Some of the kids know. Very popular. And every morning, millions of kids watch Bugs Bunny. So he was chanting Hare Krishna, rowing a boat, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So you can't get much more household than that. So Prabhupada's desire was fulfilled by Bugs Bunny chanting Hare Krishna. And it's very, yeah, it's very, very purifying. And if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, although in the age of Kali, he's not in the age of Kali. He's actually in Satyuga. If one regularly chants the Hare Krishna mantra sincerely, he's not in Kali Yuga. But if one is in Satyuga, and one is not a devotee of Krishna, then he's not in Satyuga, he's in Kali Yuga. So this chanting of Hare Krishna transcends, helps us to transcend this material nature. And therefore this is the real transcendental meditation. They had this one movement, transcendental meditation. But they would charge for the mantra. And the mantra, I also was a part of that before I joined the Hare Krishna movement. And the mantra they give, it's not transcendental. They gave me a mantra, Aim Ga. That's it. And it cost $120. Prabhupada used to criticize that so much. These rascals, they charge. But and now, because of inflation, they cost $1,500 for a two-syllable mantra that means nothing. Such rascals, such cheating. So therefore, this is the in this age, there's the cheaters, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, the cheaters and the cheated. That's what this Kali Yuga consists of, so much cheating. But Prabhupada said, I've not come here to cheat you. I've come to give you the most valuable information. Bhagavad Gita. The most valuable mantra, the most powerful mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra. So we're very fortunate. And being very fortunate, we should also try to help others become fortunate by giving. This is a giving society. We're giving transcendental knowledge. I'll tell you an interesting story. Book distribution. You want to hear an interesting book distribution story?
Yes.
The same father that this child went to and said, Pita, Pita, Bugs Bunny, chanting Hare Krishna. It's very interesting how he joined. You know, in America, we distributed books in the airports. All the airports, we used to distribute books because it was considered to be a public forum. And in America, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion in all public places. So this one man, he was walking through the airport, And one devotee offered him a book. So here, you get one. And the man said, all right, thanks a lot. And he walked off. And the devotee said, we try to get a donation. If I like it, I'll give you a donation. So he took it home, he read it, and he became a devotee. He gave his life. He became a GBC. So he gave his word. Yeah, if I like it, I'll give a donation. So he gave his whole life, and he became a GBC member. So one thing that we could learn from this style of book distribution, of course, sometimes it works out good, but sometimes, yeah. And actually, we were trained in this way of distributing books. Here you go, you get one. They were passing these out as though it's for free, but it's not for free. We asked for donations. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened. At a university, I had a book table, and Prabhupada's books on the table, and one professor came by, and he said, you're Hare Krishna? I said, yeah. He said, oh yeah, you're the people that give out the free books, and then when we don't give you a donation, you take back the free book. I said, yep, that's us. You hit the nail on the head, that's us. Because we didn't, you know, that's how we were trained. We didn't, when we started the book distribution movement, we were young, immature, didn't know anything about, you know, proper etiquette, you know, how to interact with people. We just wanted the books out. So if we just say, here, you get one, the people will take the book. Or if you were passing these out, they'll take the book, but then, you know, we got to get a donation for it. But it's not so good. Many people walked away, you know, a little dissatisfied with this style. So I went on a mission to stop this style. So now I try to teach devotees that we shouldn't say this. You just say, here, we're showing this to people. Or here, check this out. That doesn't give the impression that it's for free. Now, we got one good result of that with this GBC member joining. But it's not a good way to do it in general. Because people, you know, it's not a proper way to interact with people here. You know, you're offering something for free, and then we ask for a donation, and then we give a donation, we take the free book back. It's not good. So fortunately, around the world, this has stopped. There's still a few pockets where it's still happening. But the golden rule, anybody know what the golden rule is for book distribution? Everybody walk away with a good impression. The golden rule of book distribution. Even if they don't take a book, at least we want them to walk away with a smile. That they feel like they've met a very nice person. And when they walk away with that feeling, then the chances of them taking the book the next time are very high. Because they had that good exchange. And people remember, you know, exchanges with devotees. 20 years down the road, they'll remember an exchange, one exchange with a devotee. Tell you an interesting thing with Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's probably the most enthusiastic person on the planet to distribute Prabhupada's books. And he encourages others like anything. And that's one of his models, encourage people like anything. So he was distributing books in Hawaii, and he was speaking to one couple. And he was showing the book to them. And after he presented the book, they said, well, you know, it's nice what you said, but we're Christians, so we're not interested. Thank you. And he said, well, I want to thank you anyway for stopping and giving me your valuable time. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you again. So they left. He was talking to somebody else. And then they came back, maybe 45 minutes later. And he waited for him to stop his talk with the other people there. They came and they said, "You know, you were such a nice gentleman. We've decided to give you a donation and take a book." You see, that is high class book distribution. That's 5-star book distribution, where you present the book so nicely that at first they refuse, and then they're so touched they come back. "We changed our mind." That's high class. So that's an example that we can learn from on how to present Prabhupada's books. And now here in Melbourne, they're doing much better in book distribution. I'm impressed. The marathon, like one of the best marathons you've had in a long time. And I heard the householders now are also getting involved in book distribution. This is very auspicious. You know, in Silicon Valley, ISV, ISKCON of Silicon Valley, they're the number 2, sometimes number 3 temple in the country. But there's no one living in the temple. It's all householders. It's all householders going out, inspired by Vaisheshika Prabhu. And they're doing huge. They were the number 1 temple in the country in BBT remittances, which means Lakshmi given to the BBT. They beat Los Angeles. This is the second year in a row that they beat Los Angeles. And no one has beat Los Angeles in decades. So, you know, this is the power of book distribution. You know, of getting that desire to distribute Prabhupada's books. Doesn't matter, you're brahmacharya, or householder, or vanaprast, anybody can distribute books if one is inspired. And of course, the greatest inspiration comes from Prabhupada. Vaisheshika Prabhu was inspired by Prabhupada. He's been distributing books now over 4 decades. And he inspires people to not only take books, but to read the books. He's just like we just had that incredible kirtan now, he exploded. So Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's like the personification of inspiration for distributing Prabhupada's books. And if you want to become inspired to distribute books, then read the books. Read the books. And the book that inspires me the most to distribute Prabhupada's books is the Bhagavad Gita. These are the spoken words of God. And the reason this is also the book that I distribute the most. And the reason is that I travel around the world, and it's amazing how many people join because of the Bhagavad Gita. It must be like about 80%. And it's not an easy book to read. You know, it's very philosophical. Not an easy book to read, but it's amazing how many people join because of the Bhagavad Gita. I'm curious, how many of you join because of reading the Bhagavad Gita? Okay. Good number, right in here also. So it's a very powerful presentation given by Krishna. So we want this message to be distributed all around the world. There's darkness everywhere. Kali Yuga is getting thicker and thicker. So darkness cannot be removed by more darkness. It can only be removed by light. So Krishna's words are the light that can remove the darkness that people are experiencing in this Kali Yuga. So it's very auspicious that you're increasing in book distribution. And it's even more auspicious when you increase more and more and more. Set a goal. Goals are very powerful. This is a thing that Vaisheshika Prabhu does every year. They have a goal setting. And you set those goals, and Krishna helps. If you want to please Krishna, then Krishna, he helps to set goals. So I'm sure, yes, last year you defeated the year before. So now this year, defeat what you did. He calls it, they call it the ISV smashing. That smash that, you know, the previous record. Go forward, you know, do higher, bigger. Because people become devotees by reading Prabhupada's books. They find out what to do, what not to do. Now people don't know. Just like here in this verse, it's mentioned artha, of your interest. So what is the interest of people? They don't know what is their real self-interest. They're thinking their real self-interest is in just satisfying the senses. But what a waste. Just the animals are out there satisfying their senses, trying to satisfy their senses. But we're not our senses. Evam bhure param bhutva samstub yatmanam atmana jahir satyam mahabahu kamarupam drasana. Krishna says, knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, one should steady oneself by carefully engaging in Krishna consciousness. So this is the reality, that we're something different from these senses. We're the soul within. And the soul's interest is to serve Krishna. Natevadu svartha katingi Vishnu durasya yeva yaramaya andhayathandir apiniyamana te pishatantram urdamnibadha. That people don't know that their real self-interest is in serving Krishna. They don't know. So we have to let them know. And the best way, it's still the best way, is by book distribution. It's very powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. The words, the powerful words of wise people is very powerful. And no one is wiser than Krishna. So, by giving out, by distributing these words of wisdom, people become wise. And they understand what is the real value of life. What is actually value? They don't know. Therefore, this verse goes on to say, Andhayatandarupiniyama. They're blind. People are blind. They don't know where they're going. They don't know that down the road from where they are, in performing their sinful activities, they're going to meet Yamaraj. They don't know that. So we have to let them know that, you know, you're going down a dark path, and you're going to run into some personalities that you're not going to want to see. You're going to really lament when you see these Yamadutas. So we're in a situation where we could interfere with them meeting the Yamadutas. Just like, imagine there's a blind person walking, a blind and deaf. He's walking. And he's walking towards some moving traffic. Now, any gentleman or any lady will immediately go and stop the man. You know, because you can see he's got you'll go to stop him. No, you're going into some dangerous area, and you'll physically even stop him. Any gentleman would do that because he's going towards a very dangerous situation. So people are going towards a very dangerous situation. They're committing so many sins, so they're going to go to hell. They're going to suffer so much. So we're in a situation where we can stop them from running into such a horrible situation by giving them Prabhupada's books. Now there's millions of people around the world that are taking up Krishna consciousness by hearing this transcendental message. So we're very fortunate to be a part of this movement that can help people see properly. We want people to be able to see, you know, who they are and who God is and what the goal of life is. And this is possible. So many wonderful examples of people's lives that's being transformed by getting Prabhupada's books. And this is the result. There's one amazing incident that happened in Los Angeles. One young man, he got a book, and he was a little out of order, as Prabhupada would say, mentally, quite out of order. I remember seeing him one time. He had come to the temple, and his clothes were just completely disarrayed. And everything about him was disarrayed. He just looked more or less like a madman. Yeah. And I was thinking, how is this person ever going to make it in Krishna consciousness? I was thinking like that. And now, 8 years later, he's a brahmana, and he's worshiping the deities. He's a nice devotee. So this is the power of Krishna consciousness. He made his mother a devotee. She's a nurse in Los Angeles. So anybody can become a devotee. There's one amazing instance also in Boston. There was one person who came. He was living in the temple, but he was like that also, just out of it, you know, out of order. So much so that it would take him like 10 hours to chant his japa, and he would just lay on the hallway. He couldn't do any service. So the temple president, he wrote Prabhupada, what should we do with this person? It takes him like 10 hours to chant his japa, and then he's so out of order, he can't do any service. What should we do? Should we ask him to leave, or should we stay with him? So Prabhupada wrote back and said, you know, it's very easy to send someone away, but it takes some sincerity, some austerity to make someone a devotee. Make him a devotee. Do the austerity. Help him. He may become a good devotee. So they did that. And they worked with him and gradually got better and better. The temple president at that time was Giriraj. It was Giriraj Swami now. So 20 years after this exchange that Prabhupada had with this Giriraj Maharaj now, he was in the Los Angeles temple, Giriraj. Now he's Giriraj Maharaj. And he saw this person that he had wrote to Prabhupada about whether we should ask him to leave or should we keep him. And he was so surprised to see this devotee still there, and he's at Mangal Arati in Los Angeles, Brahmachari. So after Mangal Arati, Giriraj Maharaj asked the devotees, who was that person? Because he didn't know he got initiated even. And they told him, oh, that's Kusakrata. Anybody know Kusakrata? Kusakrata is one of our Sanskrit scholars. He translated so many books from Sanskrit into English. He became a scholar, a wonderful devotee. Amazing classes. So they were thinking, how is this person ever going to possibly make it? Should we ask him to leave? And Prabhupada said, no. make him a devotee. He became a wonderful devotee. He became a Sanskrit scholar. So this is the shakti, this is the potency of coming in contact with Krishna, with his name, with his instructions, with his devotees. So we have to get this message out. It's an emergency. It's an epidemic. The disease of Maya has just covered the whole planet. So we have to help people. Prabhupada was in New York City and he saw one advertisement of paint. I think it was Sinclair paint. And the paint was pouring and the paint was covering the whole planet. And Prabhupada said, this is what we want. We want to cover the world with Krishna conscious literature. So he wanted every home to have at least one Krishna conscious literature. So there's probably a lot of homes here in Melbourne that don't have Prabhupada's books in them. So we have a lot of seva, a lot of service to do here and there, all around the world. We have to help the people. A devotee is compassionate. He sees someone suffering, then he gives pain. Therefore he's called para dukkha dukkhi. He sees someone suffering, he gives pain. And he wants to help. So everyone is suffering. It's like they say here about Australia, the lucky country. Right? But it's not so lucky. Australia is number 9 in the world out of over 200 countries in divorce rate. 40%, about 40% of marriages end in divorce. So that's a lot of pain. To go through a divorce is a very painful thing. I never went through it, but I know. I've heard. We all know it must be very painful. But you'll be happy to know that the number one country in the least amount of divorces is India. Number one in the world in the least amount of divorces. Because they accept still pretty, of course it's degrading more and more as the Western influence moves in. But in general they accept it as a duty. Marriage is a duty that they have a duty to perform, to raise their children hopefully in Krishna consciousness. So people need a lot of help, and we have that knowledge that can help them in their lives. So I think Sunday we're going to have some discussions on book distribution. I think Saturday is going to be a picnic, right? All the book distributors and whoever wants to associate with the book distributors. And then Sunday we're going to have more discussion. And what would be nice if we could have some brainstorming on how to increase book distribution. I'm not just going to speak. I want to hear how, from you, we can increase. Prabhupada said we should tax our brain on how to distribute more books. And not only on how to distribute more books, but how to cultivate people that do give books. It's like, here we are in Australia, but there's very few Australians that are involved. But there's out there. They're out there. There's Australians right here in Melbourne that if they're cultivated nicely, if they get one of Prabhupada's books, they can become Krishna conscious. When Prabhupada came here, so many Australians had joined. It was just like amazing. So it's possible. We just have to work it out. try, and then Krishna will help us. So, okay, any question or comment? Yes. Krishnadas, right? Krishnadas.
How to make people who don't know our language take books?
How to get people to take books that don't know our language? You mean the language of our philosophy, or?
Our language that we speak. To
we all speak English.
Yeah. Just speak a different language to them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Sometimes we approach people that speak another language, like French or German, or so they have something. You could actually download it from ISB. They have these cards that have the mantra on how to distribute a book. So that's something that we can do here. There's many people here also that from other countries that it's hard to exchange any. In any way. So, yeah, you can get these cards. But you have foreign books here also?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can get these cards. I can discuss it later. Thank you. That's a very good question. So, yeah, they can get downloaded. And you can get these cards so that you could communicate with people. Yeah, thank you. Yes?
So, mentioning about not only giving them the book, but also inspiring them to read books. How do we leave them inspired to read? And the second question is that sometimes I feel...
Well, this will work on the first one. How to inspire them to read Prabhupada's books once we've given them a book? Well, our example is the best way. If you're nice, you're gentle, you inspire them to take a book, then that's what will inspire them to also read the book. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened recently at the Woodford Festival. I've been going to that every year. And there was one person who came to the table. He was from New York. I mean, he was a real New Yorker. And we had a real nice exchange. And so I offered him the book, and he said, you know, I'm not interested in this book at all, but I like you. So I'm going to take this book and I'm going to give you a dollar. So this is how we should inspire them. And that comes from Krishna consciousness. If we're Krishna conscious, then people will be inspired to take a book. Hopefully to read the book. But we can tell them, one thing is that we can tell them that sometimes they even ask us, why are you doing this? And quite often devotees will say, well, you know, this is so nice. This knowledge is so nice. When I first read it, I was just thinking how nice this is. And now I've taken it up. And it's so nice that they want to share it with others. And people appreciate that. That this person has become so gentle and nice, and this knowledge has inspired him. And sometimes just by our demeanor, if we're just, you know, we smile, we're nice, we're gentle, we're kind, and then people think, oh, this person has become like this. Yeah, from reading this knowledge, maybe it will help me also. You had another question? Is that all right?
It's good, yeah. But sometimes I feel that sometimes I feel that if I present the book for what it is, the less people will take it. So then I, you know, unless we address about it a little bit, you know, I say some things that they can relate to, which would not necessarily really represent the book. So then they might take the book. But after when they read it, I think maybe it would be
good. Well, we can't say anything that's not true to get them to take a book.
But I can make an example.
Okay.
So I say, for example, book on meditation. As a Bhagavad Gita book on meditation. It's right, but at the same time, I almost would expect something else. I'm just thinking, I don't get mental about this.
No, you can say that. Many devotees read Prabhupada's books and started meditating. Personally, I never heard the Hare Krishna mantra before reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. But from reading the Bhagavad Gita, I started meditating on the Hare Krishna mantra. How many of you started chanting from reading Prabhupada's books? Look at this. 3/4 of the room. So it's true. It's okay. Yoga, meditation, and it's yoga. It's bhakti yoga. It's the real yoga. So yeah, yoga and meditation is fine. But what you can do also is I sometimes show them in the last page of the introduction, I show them the Maha Mantra. This is the meditation we do. So if you're interested in doing the meditation, here's the... you also have mantra cards that you distribute. So this is the meditation we do. And even Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you do a yajna without giving them some meditation or mantra, and this is yajna in the mode of ignorance. So there, in ISV, they also get people to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. That's a big part of it. They try to get everybody to chant. And also prasadam. If you do a yajna without distributing prasadam, that's also a yajna in the mode of ignorance. Interesting. So ISV really has it down. You know, they get the prasadam, they chant the mantra, they get the book. You know, because Vaisheshika, he's just like so much into what Krishna wants, what Prabhupada wants. So, yeah, meditation, yoga, just fine. Oh no, we have a gentleman here that would like to ask.
Vijay Prabhu, I'll tell you. On 4th of December 1973, and probably 45 years back, I was going to pick my mail from the post office in Mailchain, in New South Wales, near Sydney. So one devotee just came and said, "Are you interested?" I said, "Yes." And I gave him some dollars. He was so happy. So, but I took the book and I didn't read for 1 or 2 weeks. But we used to read Bhagavad Gita from Hanuman Mishra Prada, from Gurakpur, Hindi and Sanskrit. We could never understand. So difficult to understand. So one day my wife said, "Why don't you take out that book you brought the other day?" And when we started opening it to my God, everything was simple. The first thing I learned, because from before that, my mother told me, I am talking 75 years back, my mother told me, "Unnati Janani Trishyanam, Trai Murai Trai Trai." If you don't become a devotee, you have to take birth in a womb, which can be either a human being or an animal being. But nobody could tell me, only Srila Prabhupada could tell, that what is the way, Krishna consciousness is the only way you can get out of this cycle of birth, body, disease and death. You know the way? So from this book only, that's my idea. My temple president from Sydney used to come to our house to bring the prasadam, preach and distribute the books. He was so kind. Prabhupada, when he was in Parramatta in Sydney, he was crying. That what are these people, what are they running for? Same thing, part put in Melbourne. People were just, he was going in the car. And he said, "Why are people?" So they are going for cricket. So first of all, how they are listening here.
Yeah.
So this is extreme compassion. Yesterday, I was reading the 13th chapter. So why everything, every word is so important what Prabhupada is writing? We understand only when we go a bit higher and higher. So, as you said just now, the Prabhupada books are just a similarity to wake up the soul. We all are devotees, born, but so uncovered. So, only book is Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, which can really make a person really intelligent. So, may I show?
Yeah, thank you. One thing I found for distributing books to Hindus at the Woodford Festival, I just discovered this. I tell the Hindus, "You know, when I got this Bhagavad Gita 40 years ago. I couldn't put it down. I read it in 8 days. And since then, I've read it so many times, I've lost count. But what amazes me is 99% of the Hindus never read Bhagavad Gita.
And they think they know everything. They know everything. Yeah. You ask them, they'll say, oh, I know. That's a fact.
So then I asked them, have you read Bhagavad Gita cover to cover? No. All right, here. Take this Bhagavad Gita. I'm American. I've read it so many times. It's so nice. You read it. Give a donation. You make one promise. You promise me you're going to read it cover to cover. Okay. And everybody was taking. That's one that you could do for the Hindus. It's a really good one.
I saw Los Angeles very speech. How many people are distributing books? I was amazed. You're giving 5, 6 books, you mean for nothing. You don't want to give money. I mean, Los Angeles speaking.
Yes.
Okay. Can we also ask how many people in this congregation started reading books after they started eating prasad? Because I, back in my day, we used to go to a Crossways in Paran. Now it's in the city.
Okay, how many here joined because of prasadam? Again. Brahma God, the secret weapon. Prasadam. So yeah. So you have books and prasadam. Yeah.
Changing and dancing.
Yes. It's just a question of time, right? It's very, very important. Yes. You had one more?
Occasionally, also, I need to expect people to read Bhagavad Gita just too much for it. So, my question is what's the importance of distributing other books? Like, is it really best to start with everybody with Bhagavad Gita?
Well, what I found is that there's two books that devotees have come and joined from reading: Science of Self Realization and Bhagavad Gita. So now what I've been doing is I give them a Bhagavad Gita and an SSR, Science of Self-Realization. Many devotees have come because of the Science of Self-Realization. So they might find it a little hard to read the Bhagavad Gita, so that they have that also to read.
Like books like Science of Self-Realization, it's not written by direct devotees, but Prabhupada would compile the devotees later. Sometimes I'm thinking, like, even when I read this book, I'm trying to be happy, I'm thinking, let's get out of there. Is that okay? Anything like this? Is it offensive? I just think many interviews, like, many people that are in the book, they're not alive, maybe they're not even here.
Well, there may be, yeah. Maybe we're ready for an updated book like that, similar to Science of Self-Realization. Yes.
Yes. How do you do that?
Very good question.
What is it?
He's asking. I mentioned how the golden rule is everybody walk away with a good impression. So then, you know, then maybe next time I'll take a book. So he's asking, how do you do that? Well, if you're Krishna conscious, then you'll be a very nice gentleman. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, to confirm this, he says, yoga yukta vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarvatatma bhutatma kurva napi nalipyate. Krishna says, one who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. And although engaging in all different types of activities, he's never entangled. So for Krishna conscious, then we'll be nice to everybody. And Prabhupada said this is the mood of Prabhupada, that Prabhupada loved everybody. He loved everybody. And that's why we have such a big movement around the world, because he loved everybody. So by becoming Krishna conscious, we also develop this love for everyone, because everybody is a spirit soul. Right? Everybody is part of Krishna. So by Krishna consciousness, we go beyond the body. We go to the soul. We touch the soul. Okay? Yes? You're going to have to speak loudly. No, no.
So because I met one Indian family and they were asking me for the demigod, they were asking me if you have any Ganeshas and Yashivas. And then I handed them a book and I told them that Krishna even speaks about demigods in this book as well. So I can't.
No, that's true. Krishna says don't worship the demigods. You can tell that they were actually demigod worshippers? Or they were...
No, they were asking, no, we don't need Krishna books. We don't prefer reading the book in that places from the ancestors, that we are not reading the Bhagavad Gita. So we only keep the books of Lord Shiva, Ganesha, Durga.
They weren't interested in Krishna?
No, they were not.
So that's alright. Yeah, lots of information about demigods in here. It's okay. There was one instance, Prabhupada said, about this one devotee, Prabhupada, called the incarnation of book distribution, Tripurari. And Tripurari was talking to one person. The person said, is there anything in here about, what was it, it's coming. The energy crisis. The lady asked her, is there anything in here about the energy crisis? And Tripura said, yes, it's about energy crisis. How about like that? And it's true. Now, this is back in the 70s when they were having the problem, you know, there was not much gas. Somehow they, although now there's so much gas still, I don't know what that was. So there was an energy crisis. And Tripura said, yes. And it's true, because people are wasting energy. So it's true. I mean, not specifically what she was thinking about, but people are wasting energy. Krishna's energy. So it's true. So, of course, we shouldn't just make blatant lies. Yeah, we could distribute Prabhupada's books in a way. I mean, there's so many nice things that we could say about Prabhupada's books that are in Prabhupada's books. So it's not, you know. As far as that, that's okay. Don't worry. Yes?
How do you get books to people who are very hasty and very busy? Like, they don't have a permit to stuff.
They don't have much time?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. You tell them 30 seconds. Just 30 seconds. All right, give me 30 seconds. And then, of course, you take a little longer, but that just gets them to stop. Man. Anyway, we're going to talk about all these things. Keep your questions. We're going to have this a little late now. Sunday, we're going to have some brainstorming on how to increase book distribution in Melbourne. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.